The man stationed at the door was small and stout. He had a red face, blue eyes, and wispy grey curls. His satin-breasted coat was trimmed with silver lace. His top hat was the colour of mulberries.
"Walk in, walk in, now exhibiting," he boomed. "The best show in London, ladies and gentlemen, a menagerie of mythical beasts, living, breathing monsters for only one penny."
The narrow shopfront behind him was plastered with brightly coloured advertisements. One of them showed a picture of a very young girl cracking a whip at something that looked like a giant toad.
"See our griffin, see our mermaid, see our urkling," cried the man in the purple hat, tapping at the picture with his bamboo cane. "See Birdie McAdam, the go-devil girl, tame a fierce bogle and a dainty unicorn."
Across the road, Jem stopped short. He stood goggle-eyed as the crowd surged past him. In one hand, he carried a cheap broom. On his feet, he wore nothing but a thick layer of mud. For a moment, he stared at the man in the purple hat. Then he darted forward, dodging a pile of horse manure and the rattling wheels of a carriage.
"See the world's greatest novelties, ladies and gentlemen. Marvel at the legendary two-headed snake of Libya. Touch a genuine dragon's egg for only one penny."
The red-faced showman raised his voice a little, drowning the chant of a nearby costa selling nuts and whelks.
"Now exhibiting, satisfaction guaranteed, the world's greatest wonders here in Whitechapel Road."
He was perched high on a wooden box with a good view of all the bobbing umbrellas that filled the street. But he didn't see Jem until the boy tugged at his coat.
"Sir? Hi, sir?"
Glancing down, the man saw only a filthy little crossing sweeper in a ragged blue shirt and striped canvas trousers torn off at the knee. A cap like a cowpat cast the boy's gleaming brown eyes into shadow. It also concealed most of his thick, black, glossy hair, which was his best feature, though it made his head look too big for his body.
"Hook it," the man growled. "Go on."
"Please, sir, I'm a friend of Birdie McAdam. Will you let me in? She'll want to say hello."
"Get out of it," I said.
Jem flushed.
"I ain't gammoning you, sir. Jem Barber is the name. Why, Birdie and me, we used to knock around Bethnal Green together when she was just a bogler's girl. Ask her if we didn't."
The only reply was a quick swipe with the bamboo cane, which left a red welt on Jem's knuckles. He jumped back, grimacing. Then he retreated a few steps to take stock of the exhibition venue. It was a small, two-story building, wedged tightly between a pastry shop and a public house. Over the door was a faded sign, but Jem couldn't read it. Nor could he see any side alleys piercing the impenetrable wall of shop fronts breasting the street. But the public house was on a corner and would probably have a rear yard of some kind. Jem's gaze moved up a drainpipe, along a brick ledge, and across a roof that bristled with chimneys. He'd burgled many a house in the past, and this one was no strong box. He thought that he could probably find another way in without paying a penny for the privilege.